near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Senate, this is weird, has sent President Obama a spending bill that gives the government just enough of a budget to keep going for two more weeks. Two more weeks. In other words, our government has the financial planning skills of a college sophomore.
There's Conan O'Brien having some fun with this week's number one item, the battle over the budget in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. An overview in this hour of the hot hits, the top 10, the entire top 10 for the week ending Friday, March the 4th. Here's a rundown of the top 10 in talk radio. This is all determined, by the way, by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is considered the Bible in talk radio. They monitor talk radio programs across the country as we monitor talk radio stations to put this program together across the week. Sports talk, including the NBA, the NHL, the NFL labor talks, number 10, actually, both the NFL labor talks, number 8 this week. Number 9, the Frankfurt Airport shooting. Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Westboro Baptist Church is number 7, and you can imagine toward the end of the week how much hoopla that created conversationally. At, let's see here, number 6, the 2012 Republican presidential contenders. Number 5 is all of the hoopla foolishness, if you will, around Charlie Sheen. Number 4, the rising price of oil. Number 3, the violence in Libya and what's going on, generally speaking, in the Middle East. Number 2, the public union fighting going on. And as I mentioned, the battle over the budget is number 1. So here, host John Gambling, we get started with that, talks to Congressman Anthony Weiner about the recent GAO report, looking at the huge amount of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the budget.
I was talking about the size of the budget, and the number that we were able to come up with is $4.4 trillion, the operating budget of the United States. Does that number kind of jibe with what...
That is right. That's what year-to-year we spend. Most of it goes to interest on debt and interest on things we borrowed in the past. Department of Defense is about a third, and then you've got health-related costs, which is about a third, and now you've got really, since you've got three-thirds, you might be wondering where's the rest of it. It's in a pretty small sliver called non-defense discretionary, which is a fairly small portion of the budget, but the stuff that's easy to target.
The point I was making was I was disturbed yesterday by the comments of Mitch McConnell, who was talking about the Senate bill to cut $4 billion out of the budget and how much noise was being made about this. And I said, $4 billion? There's got to be 10% of $4.4 trillion that could be slashed and nobody would even notice, I would think.
Look, I mean, I agree, and I voted for that, and when we consider the Republicans' bill, I had the distinction of being the person that passed the most amendments to add additional things to cut, because I think, frankly, cutting waste is something that should be universal. I don't think it's a Republican or Democratic ideal. But you got to realize that every program that's in the budget, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of them that are in the budget are there for some kind of a reason, because services weren't being provided in the private sector, because it was something that was good to have, and just about every cut genders a reaction. You know, it's hard. You know, you say there are painless cuts, but they're painless until there's something that you care about or servicing your family or servicing children in your community.
But Anthony, you heard this. You heard the report from the beginning of the week from the GAO about the overlap and the fact that there are so many programs that once incepted, their inception, they've never really even been looked at to see if they accomplish the goals that they were designed for.
I 100% think, you know, government should run basically, we should every day be making a list of the most efficient programs to the least efficient and ending the ones that are least efficient. Don't misunderstand, though, it gets you a very small walk towards ultimately fixing the budget and retiring our debt and having a deficit-free government, because those are big actions that we've taken that have led to those deficits, combined with a lot more people not working. So when those people aren't working, they're drawing on federal services, and they're also obviously not paying income taxes.
Yeah, but don't you think you've been in Washington, I have not, and you have watched the wheels and the cogs all turn. But back to the report as the example, shouldn't the leadership, both minority and majority in both houses, if I were those individuals, I would take that report and I would demand that an oversight committee be created to go and review those programs and get rid of the bad ones that you talk about. It seems that nobody ever does that.
Well, I agree, and then hopefully, you know, the Republicans control the House. Hopefully, they'll go and do that. And if the things are truly not worthy, we'll have a chance to take them out. I guess the point that I'm trying to return to is that you know, there are some large structural reasons that have very little to do with individual programs. Large structural reasons why we've been running these deaths recently. But you're right. Any time government or anyone, frankly, a citizen calls up and identifies waste, wherever it is, we should try to get it. I just want to caution you, sometimes waste is in the eye of the observer.
Yeah. Beauty in the eyes of the beholder, waste in the eyes of the beholder. I think we can all agree that when you get to these numbers and you figure on the amount of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, for example, in the Defense Department, the number that came out early this week in that same report, $460 billion would take care of exactly the same amount of materials and people as right now we pay $700 billion or close to $700 billion. That's what the budget is. But they figure there's that much waste, fraud. Listen to that number again. They have almost $700 billion set aside for defense spending. However, the Government Accounting Office says that the same thing can be accomplished if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption. Why aren't there protests in the streets about this? Isn't this more important? If that was taken care of, you wouldn't have to worry about what's going on in Wisconsin or Ohio or Indiana or any of the other states, right? Why don't we think about things like that, think about it that way? Certainly worth thinking about and talking about here at 800-510-8255 when we get to your calls, which we'll do in a few minutes. Let's now move to talk host Jim Sharp, who's here with Bruce Cook. A one-cent solution. Interesting. He has this idea. Listen in.
Explain this simple solution.
First, we begin on the premise that federal spending is out of control. The national debt, as you know, has exploded over the last 3 years. We've added $4 trillion. Now we're looking at a total of $14 trillion in debt. And the feds are basically borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar they spend. So if the federal government was an average household that had income of $50,000, last year, they would have spent $80,000. They would have put $30,000 on a credit card that already had a balance of $200,000 on it.
See, you can't get away with that in real life, but politicians, no. They don't live in a real world, do they?
Yeah, and we're on an unsustainable path. We've got foreign countries such as China holding more than 50% of our public debt. So we're at a tipping point, and the one-cent solution is basically a nonpartisan initiative that balances the budget by reducing total government spending one penny out of each dollar for 5 years.
Wow, that sounds too simple to be real.
the concept is that if the government spent a dollar last year, all they can spend next year in total is 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And then in total, 98 cents for the next year.
Oh, I see. Reduce it by a penny every year, not just – I got you. So it graduates – by the
fifth
year, you've reduced spending by 5%.
That's right. And in year seven, you balance the budget and actually reduce the debt $2.6 trillion. So the plus of this plan is it is simple. People can understand that. But it does lead us to balance, and only when you balance the budget do you find that you stop adding more debt.
Mm. It's so simple that it scares me because nothing in Washington is simple, is it? You know? They make everything complicated.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Washington today. We're getting good support on both sides of the aisle. We're working towards introducing this as legislation.
All right. So that's the only thing I would say to Mr. Cook, with a one-cent solution. We're holding 20% of the debt with China, not 50%. All right. Other than that, I think it's pretty fair and square, an interesting idea, isn't it? Huh? We'll have your calls, mix and match of callers, as we continue in the countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Now, some of your calls, we've edited and put together a number of them, so now let's take a random sort of listen to what you're thinking about these budget cut ideas.
I would definitely cut the space program, the entire NASA space program. I would definitely cut a lot of the politicians' salaries, at least 10%, especially with regards to health care. And I think a country that we need to tax imports and start making things again. We sell our technologies to all these countries, especially China, for them to cut clothing and jeans. And we have millions of factories. We have the people with all the technology and know-how. Why don't we open our factories and begin to make things again and put Americans back to work?
I believe it would be the food stamps. I know quite a few people on food stamps. And when I talk to them or I go over their house, some of them are eating steak, crab legs, and I believe they should have more of a program like the WIC where there's only certain food items you're allowed to buy, be cheese, milk, some cereals. I don't believe you should be allowed to buy any luxury food item you want.
Well, I don't think that the defense budget should be exempt. The first thing I would take out of the defense budget is I would ground the MV-22s and the CV-22 tilt-rotor Ospreys. They don't perform as they're supposed to. They never have. The second thing is, when you're talking, one of your other callers talked about the second engine for the Joint Strike Fighter. That needs to be thrown away. The first engine won in the competition in the first round. It's just strictly pork barrel.
All right, so there are a couple of ideas that you can cogitate. And we'll be moving along into the union protesting, which is number two on the countdown. It's up next year, 21 after the hour.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. The union protests are number two. That is the public unions in the crossfire or the crosshairs from MSNBC. Chris Matthews here talking to Chuck Todd about some of the latest polls on unions.
Our new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out tonight finds that, here's some interesting numbers. 3 out of 4 people say they know what's going on in Wisconsin. They're really following this story. The same number, 3 out of 4, say that public employee unions should have the same bargaining rights as other people do, other workers. But when it comes to what people consider acceptable steps that the state officials could take to deal with deficits, the poll has some tough medicine for the state employees themselves. Catch these numbers. 68% think states should require public employees to contribute more of their pay for their retirement. 63% said it should pay more as co-pays for their health insurance. 58% say states should actually freeze the salaries out there in Wisconsin for a year. But just 1 in 3 think there shouldn't be collective bargaining at all. For more on the new numbers, we're joined by NBC News political director, Chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd. Chuck, are you surprised? I mean, this seems to be the way all the polling's going. Our poll confirms people want everybody to pay their share. They think the employees out there have been getting it too easy, but they have a right to complain. They have a right to collectively bargain.
Americans are always uncomfortable taking away a right. It sometimes takes them a long time for them to come around to giving a new right to somebody. But boy, are they hating the idea of taking away a right. And that's what you're seeing here. You're seeing as if the message that's being sent in this poll, Chris, is we're not happy with labor unions as a set of organizations right now, but with the idea behind labor unions we're in favor of. Right. And that they seem to have created that split. And that's an appreciation, for instance, that I think Scott Walker is not seeing. And it could politically be a very bad thing for him and all Republicans, because, you know, this number about who's following this story. First of all, more people are following the story in Wisconsin than the Middle East crisis. That's one sense. But in the Midwest in particular, it was 84% of Midwesterners are following this story very closely. Well, that's the battleground of American politics, Chris.
Boy, that squares with everything I've noticed in terms of audience on TV. People do want to know more about what's happening here than what's happening there. But let me be brutally tough here about analyzing these things. Totally nonpartisan here. You can't give a person a right that they're not going to utilize. And if you give somebody the right to collectively bargain, they're going to ask for more than they have right now. That's what collective bargaining actually means. Do the voters have in their minds the common sense that if you give a person, a man or woman, a right to complain, to bitch, if you will, and get more money from them, it's going to cost them money as taxpayers? Do they get that close reality of that thing?
Well, that's hard to decipher.
Or don't they get it?
I think they do get it, because the fact is they believe in 90% of what, for instance, Scott Walker's trying to do in Wisconsin. Hey, guess what? Times are tough. You've got to contribute more to your pension. You've got to do this. That gets to the fairness aspect of Americans, right? We're always, at the end of the day, we're looking for the fairest solution possible in our own minds. But don't take away a right. You know, and that's what was the bridge too far. I'm just when you see the fact that the respondents drew that distinction, I think that's pretty. And here was the other thing, Chris, about it. We asked some favorable, unfavorable on teachers versus teachers unions, public employee unions versus private unions. And what you see is there's a polarization. There's an ideological split on unions, but on the idea of collectively bargaining, there is no ideological split. There really wasn't, you know, a partisan split on this. So that just tells you Americans don't believe in taking away a right.
Do they like teachers but not teachers unions?
Yeah. So they didn't mind teachers unions, but teachers by a 23-point margin, teachers in general had a higher favorable rating than teachers unions. Really not surprising considering everybody's beating up on teachers unions, whether it's President Obama or Chris Christie.
Well, but the idea is there is a reason for the beating up, because the educational results aren't any good in most instances. All right, so we're going to move now from the union protesting into what's going on in Libya. Next up on the countdown, your calls included where we can do it at 800-510-8255.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
9-8.
Let me just be very unambiguous about this. Colonel Gaddafi needs to step down from power and leave. That is good for his country. It is good for his people. It's the right thing to do.
There's the president calling for Gaddafi to step down. 800-510-8255 calls. We'll have, let's see how this plays out, actually. Item here, number three, having to do with Libya and the violence in the Middle East and political turmoil and all that stuff. Here is from Fox News' Brett Baer, talking to Charles Krauthammer about U.S. forces that seem to be moving closer and closer and closer in toward Libya.
The U.S. military is moving assets to the region. In the Mediterranean Sea now, there are five U.S. surface warships. The USS Ponce, the USS Stout, the Mount Whitney, the USS Barry, and the USS Kearsarge. All there in position. They've moved in recent days.
Well, the ships in the Med right now would support extraction or rescue or humanitarian effort, but not an air campaign.
The USS Enterprise, the carrier, is just outside. It's in the Red Sea.
And let's remember, it was in the Med 2 weeks ago, in February. It was moved out. Obviously, it was headed into the Persian Gulf area to protect the Gulf, but it left the North Africa sort of unprotected. I'm not sure why we don't announce that another carrier is on its way. Have one in the Gulf, in the Persian Gulf, or in that area, Arabian Sea, and the other in the Med. But, look, the real issue isn't can we do it. Obviously, yes, in time. Should we? And for that, I think you've got to have two conditions. A, you've got to have a open, clear request from the rebels. And I think the Secretary of State is right. We have to know who the rebels are. They have to get it together, have at least a voice and then a request. And then, as in the Balkans, Number two would be we would ignore the UN as we did in the Balkans because Russia and China would veto. What you've got to have is unanimity in NATO. And there, if you have one American carrier, look, Italy is an aircraft carrier. It's right nearby. If you use Italian air bases, NATO aircraft, American aircraft carrier, you've got a serious air campaign. So you can do it, but it has to be done in the right way and with real caution and a specific request from the rebels. It shouldn't be a freelance overnight thing.
800-510-8255. Charles Krauthammer talking to Fox News. So let's see, moving into another radio host, Ray Appleton, who's talking here to CBS correspondent Tom Popeck about the group of so-called rebels that are trying to rise up against Gaddafi.
Listen, I'm curious about the opposition to Gaddafi. Who are they? How are they organized? Is there a leader? How do they communicate with each other? They seem to be making some tremendous strides, but it doesn't seem like they're organized under one particular flag or anything.
Well, over the past 48 hours, a little bit more than that, the leaders have sort of gone together and formed what they call an interim national council, sort of a government in waiting. It's led by an ex-justice minister that defected from Gaddafi's government about a week and a half ago, Mr. Jalil, but also includes people who've been involved in this uprising, lawyers who right from the beginning helped spark this, community groups, sort of underground networks that have been building over the past 40 years. Also, this part of Libya has always been a bit of a rebellious province. Gaddafi has always had issues with Benghazi. So it's almost been a very much organic, sudden, construction of this government in exile. But it's all very still, disorganized. These are all committees, people who know each other getting together. But they are getting things done, whether it's getting health care back together or getting, some construction and repairs done. And, of course, now they also have a military council of soldiers and commanders that have defected, now looking to see what assets they have, what military assets they have, and how they're actually going to organize this rebellion army.
Tom, are they being supported by any outside forces or money or influences, or is this all strictly internal Libyan?
It's very much, people here on the ground organizing themselves. Whether it's through whatever professional groups or just social contacts that they have. I'm certain that they have been very vocal about the fact they don't want any outside political interference, they want any foreign political interference, and of course, they certainly don't want any outside ground military interference. But what we're hearing now is, after weeks of enthusiasm here, they're getting very realistic. They understand that this battle could drag on. And so they are requesting some sort of military help from foreign powers, Western powers, whether that be a no-fly zone or even they're perhaps talking about the possibility of airstrikes, very pinpoint targeted airstrikes against Gaddafi forces that are threatening them or threatening the other cities in this country. They understand, though, that comes with civilian risks. And, of course, if there are any civilian deaths, that could change the whole dynamic. So they're very, very cautious and wary about that.
All right. So the situation in Libya, press conference, the president says that he needs to step down. Gaddafi has lost legitimacy with his people, and he condemned the embattled leader's violent crackdown against protesters. Thousands and thousands of people have been killed, apparently. Gaddafi's warplanes attacking a couple of his own towns. This is the second day this week that that's happened. Libyan rebels frantically training with anti-aircraft weapons in order to take down the planes. The Libyan Human Rights League says that there are 6,000 to 7,000 dead, if not more. That's what they've counted so far. They're not sure about what the real number is. So what do we do here? 800-510-8255. Up next on the countdown, I guess we need to kind of calm things down a little bit in the sense that Charlie Sheen becomes our focus, because that's up next as number five on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle, and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. Right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Before we get to Charlie Sheen, let's listen to some callers we put together. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this program and how it works, we survey radio stations that are doing talk news talk radio, issue-oriented political, so-called political talk radio around the country every week. And we have a number of callers that come in to us that we will edit and put together, as well as some of your calls live. Here is an example of a live caller. Joe's in Richmond. Go ahead, sir.
I don't believe we should even get involved in this. If the Libyans want freedom, which obviously they do from Gaddafi, they should do it just like we did hundreds of years ago. They should fight for it themselves. Yeah, we should probably help with humanitarian aid, but we should not get involved with weapons or airstrikes, because no matter how precise our military is, and it is very good, we go in to destroy anti-aircraft batteries and repressive systems, we're going to kill innocent civilians anyway. This is what happens in war. You know, we're going to enforce a no-fly zone, but we have to do a preemptive strike in there to take out any combat systems they would have. Now, this would just cause a gigantic problem. I don't believe we should be there at all in any way, shape, or form.
All right. So here are some other calls. We've edited a few of these calls in the last hour or so. Your feelings about what's going on in Libya and our potential involvement.
I really believe with all my heart and soul that the United States needs to take immediate military action with both the Marines and the Air Force to, you know, disable and discourage the Libyan military from slaughtering its own population.
The United States needs to get back to where our soldiers are soldiers and not cops.
When we come into a country, I want if a country hears the United States is coming to correct you, I want them to drop a load in their pants. They're so scared. We need to stop being cops.
Listen, I was calling about Gaddafi, man. You know, he's sitting over there in Tripoli, you know, and he's got all these mercenaries he's paying to fight and kill all the people over there trying to get democracy for themselves. You know, when he buying Pan Am flight over there in Scotland, you know, Reagan sent him a message. I mean, there's not a lot of innocent bystanders around him right now. Why can't we send him the message and wipe him out?
800-510-8255. Okay, up next, number four on the countdown, the focus on the price of gasoline, which you're paying at the pump and the effect of that on the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. Are we ready on that one, Michael? All right, so we'll have to move on then to something else. And the next item of interest here is the Charlie Sheen situation. Charlie Sheen, everybody's talking about Charlie Sheen, and it's too bad. Here he talks himself about his own lifestyle.
I was at his house for about 4 hours. What's interesting is a lot of this stuff started, if you remember, because of some of the things that when he talked to me the first time, I interviewed him, and he really went after Chuck Lorre, the creator of 2.5 Men. And that's why all the people are now starting to interview him, because of some of the things he said the first time. Obviously, I wasn't in his backyard the first time, but, yeah, I mean, he really has had some stuff to say to me, especially, and us at TMZ. And so I went to his house, went into his backyard, and let me tell you, you know, a lot of people interviewed him the same way, you know, the one-liners, the pre-thought-out questions, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I just said, let's do it live, and let's do it raw, and let's just talk. And I said, Charlie Sheen has got a lot of stuff to say. And, you know, it's more interesting to listen and watch Charlie Sheen live for 45 minutes than any of the rest of those interviews. And it's just the way that I think, and a lot of people that watched it thought it was great. He 100% believes that everything that he went through is just some sort of life experience, and it's not an addict, you know, going down the horrible spiral into either death or where, you know, you hit rock bottom or destruction. He doesn't think that way. It's not in his makeup. You know, he really does believe that he is better than everybody when it comes to that, that he's able to party and do cocaine and drink and come out on top. You know, I actually hit him with, look, you know, at that moment you're talking about, I finally said, look, I've worked on all the stories about you. I've worked on every death in the last 5 years for TMZ, including Heath Ledger, DJ AM, and Michael Jackson. And I said, that's where this ends up, just so you know. And I'm not trying to be like that reporter, interviewer that's saying that kind of stuff to somebody. But you know what? That's exactly what everyone's sitting at home thinking. This guy is going to die. And I told him that, and he said, don't lump me in the category with other addicts, other people that ended up, you know, ODing or taking too many pills or doing intravenous drugs in their home and not in a hospital setting and then die. I'm not that guy. You know, yes, I've done bad things, but I came out on top. I survived. I'm sitting here in front of you, and I decided to be sober, and I don't really care about anybody's opinion about it. So in my opinion, I was convinced. But the problem is I know that's unhealthy, and I know it's wrong, so it was very hard for me sitting in his backyard to feel both ways about it.
All right, so that actually was TMZ's Mike Walters in a talk radio interview focusing on what it was like to actually talk to Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen in the focus, number five this week on the countdown. And Gail King, on her radio program, talked to Christina Walzidak, who's founder of Full Circle Interventions, about Charlie Sheen's status.
So when you heard his latest rant, what did you think?
You know, my thoughts were, the details of that 18-minute long rant are less significant compared to the overall picture. And the overall picture, in my opinion, is what we are witnessing is the unraveling of a man, which I find very sad. It's very sad to witness. And you know,
you said that there are really only three outcomes to this kind of scenario. What are they, in your opinion?
Jails, institutions, and death. You know, left untreated, this is where addicts and alcoholics end up. We land in jails, institutions, or unfortunately, we die. You know, addiction is a is a fatal and chronic illness. So it.
You know what is so interesting to me, Christina, is that Charlie so clearly does not think he has a problem.
But I can't use the word sober because that's a term from those people, and I have cleansed myself. I closed my eyes, and then it's a nanosecond I cured myself from this ridiculous model of disease and addiction and obsession.
When you listen to him, you feel sad, I guess, in a manner of speaking. It's actually kind of scary, too. Just bizarre. Charlie Sheen insisting he's drug-free. That's number five. Coming up, number seven, the Westboro Baptist Church at the Supreme Court.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and the focus here in this segment is the Supreme Court ruling. What do they refer to it? SCOTUS, right? Supreme Court ruling that it's okay for the Westboro Baptist Church to do what they have done and say they're going to continue doing. Here, talk host Outlaw Dave speaks regarding this ruling and the atrocious protests and behavior of the people who belong to this church.
Chief Justice John Roberts, he wrote the opinion. And what he put was, what Westboro said in the whole context of how and where it chose to say it is entitled to special protection under the First Amendment. And that protection cannot be overcome by a jury finding that the picketing was outrageous. Now, I think they could have found exception in the continued emotional distress. I think that they could have addressed that somehow, that perhaps. But to make it all be about freedom of speech, I get confused because hate speech isn't supposed to be protected. We've got an 11-year-old boy in Colorado that draws on a piece of paper, teachers must die, and they drag him away in handcuffs. But if a crazy man and his crazy family in Kansas call themselves a church and take their hatred for homosexuality and they travel around the country disrupting military funerals, am I wrong? Is that protected freedom of speech? Is this the slippery slope? Well, Dave, you can't penalize him and then expect everyone else to have free speech. So here's my question. Is protests at a military funeral, is that considered protected free speech under the First Amendment. The ongoing protests that have occurred at military funerals by this fanatical small group of people calling themselves Baptist Christians. I don't think that's how you're supposed to act. Should it be considered protected free speech under the First Amendment? I ask you. Gerald.
Dave, you're wrong. I hate to say it for once. Can't agree with you on this one, dude. Because I agree with what, don't get me butchering Voltaire here, but didn't he say something to the effect that I will die for your right to defend, even though I don't agree with you, what you say? I mean, you know, basically, I'm butchering it, but.
Yeah, okay, but here's the deal, right, Gerald? The guy at the Westboro Baptist Church can stand in his pulpit. He can say all he wants. He can call a press conference. He can say anything he wants. But does he have the right to go to another church that he disagrees with? Does he have the right to go to a private cemetery and espouse a non-sequitorial train of thought saying, look, this young Marine is dead because America allows homosexuality. Now, because it's a patently false statement, does he have the right to say it wherever he wants, or do we protect his right to say it from his pulpit and at a protest or a press conference? Does he have the right to go and disrupt a private funeral?
Outlaw Dave there with some pretty good questions. Whoopi Goldberg spoke about this and sort of encouraged people to get involved on The View.
This particular church is based on a warped idea of who
members.
No, of what God is and who God is. And that's what that church is about. But perhaps the thing to encourage our friends who watch the show to do is if you are aware of a soldier's funeral in your area and it's possible that these people might come,
go
and support them so that they can see that little tiny faction that gets on television and does the things that they do are nowhere near as important as we as a people and what this young person has done to protect us.
More people need to show up. If you need the police there, I'm afraid.
The ladies on The View often have pretty poignant things because they have different points of view, yet they all get along well. Pretty good example of how a lot of discourse ought to be taken, whether television and radio is the focus. Elizabeth and Whoopi and Joy don't agree politically, philosophically, but they do get I think they do a wonderful job, actually. Here's Elizabeth offering her opinion on this same thing with the funerals.
This Marine died fighting for a freedom which those people choose to continually abuse. And it's devastating to military families. It's important to uphold the law, which is the job of the Supreme Court. And Justice Alito actually said that Matthew Snyder, the Marine that died, was brutally attacked. He was a one dissenter.
A profound
national commitment to free and open debate is not a license for the vicious verbal assault that occurred in this case. So he obviously was torn, and it's devastating to military families.
All right. Poll this weekend at DougStephan.com. Are you following the Charlie Sheen saga? A, yes, I can't look away. B, it's entertaining, but I'm not paying much attention to it. C, no, it's sad. And D, who's Charlie Sheen? Doug Stephan on the countdown.